רבותיי, just one important halakha. The Gemara in Berachot, on the Pasuk, Ve'ani b'tzedek ehezeh panecha. The Gemara learns from this that before a person prays, he should give tzedakah. Ve'ani b'tzedek ehezeh panecha. Tzedek tzedakah. From here, Rabbeinu Ari writes in Shara Kavanot that every morning it's proper during Vaibarech Devim to take three coins, specifically three coins, and give it to the tzedakah. And he explained that you should give it two coins and then one coin. That's the way he should split it up. There's a reason, Alpi Asur. The question was, what about in Mincha? Mincha also is a tefillah. Is one obligated to give tzedakah before Mincha? So Rav Chaim Vital testified that he saw from Rabbeinu Ari that also before Mincha, he would take three coins and also do the same thing like he did in Vatam Moshe Bakor in Shacharit. What about Arbit? In Arbit, that's the time of judgments. And therefore, it's really not the time of the tzedakah. The halakha there says that, of course, if somebody is approached, then he has an obligation to give an Arbit. However, to go out of his way to give the tzedakah, halakha says one should not go out of his way to give the tzedakah unless he was approached during the time of Arbit. The question that we discussed today is that Harambam writes that any time an Ani comes along and approaches you, one has to give him something. And if he doesn't, he transgresses the Isur of the Torah, not tikpots et yadecha. Now the question then is, I don't know about here, but in New York, there's many shenichim that come during the tefillah, and it becomes interruptive that we cannot have kavanah when we're praying. So is one obligated to give every single person that comes and sticks his hand out? And if he doesn't, is he over on lo tikpots et yadecha? So the poskim say a tremendous chiddush over here. They say that what the Rambam means, lo tikpots et yadecha, is only when the Ani is collecting for an immediate use. For example, he needs to buy food in order to eat now. And he says, please, could you buy me some bread? And you tell him, no. That's not the tikpot. But most of the collectors today that are coming to collect, they're collecting for a project to put it in the bank somewhere for another day. They're not collecting now for immediate use. And therefore, in the Yeshut Mechkere Aretz, he brings down that as long as it's not for an immediate use, of course it's a mitzvah to give. However, we're talking about over here where it would be an interruption to the person's kavanah, the tefillah. He does not have to give every single ali, and he is not over on lo tikpots et yadecha. But again, of course, if he's able to do both, then of course he should give tzedakah to everybody that comes to him. However, we're talking about over here where first, if he's going to give each guy, he'll be taken away from his kavanah. Last but not least, there is a part of the tefillah where it's forbidden to give tzedakah, and that is during the zman of Kiryat Shema and in the Amidah. When a person is in the Kiryat Shema, he's not even allowed to snap his fingers. He's not even allowed to twitch. He's not even allowed to make a signal. His kavanah has to be totally on the Kiryat Shema. So certainly he's not allowed to put his hand in his pocket and start giving money to Aniyim. There it needs total concentration. Amidah goes without saying. In the Amidah, he's talking to the Melech. So therefore, even if the king, a king, Shu'el b'Shlomo, Ve'afidu Nahash, Karuch al-Akebo, lo yafsik, in the middle of the Amidah. However, outside of the Amidah, one should treasure this great mitzvah of giving the tzedakah before the tefillah. The Rabbeinu Ari explains, and I'll conclude, that when we pray, in the Galut, we have what's called the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is with us, that's the presence of God. But the Shekhinah is called Aniyah Vedala. It's poor and it's weak because it's in the Galut, there's no Beit HaMikdash. So what does Tefillah do? Tefillah gives the Shekhinah Kawah in order to rise up and give us Kohot and give us Shefa. So therefore, when we give money to the Ani, the Kavanah is that we're giving money to the Shekhinah who's aniya b'dala, in order that, just like we give money to the ani to strengthen him, that already arouses the koach to give to the Shekhinah as well, in order to lift it up from the galut and give us tremendous shifa. So there's kavanot in this. Nonetheless, before shacharit, before mincha, however, one is not obligated before tefillat arbiit.